man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon radio show.
From dusk till dawn.
I won't be catching any catfish. This is James Kelso, your host here in North Dakota. Grand Forks, in fact. We'll talk a little bit about that location in North Dakota in just a moment. Here on the Trump Phenomenon radio show on Bastille Day, July 14th, 2022. And since we don't have any wealth of Donald Trump audio tonight, there will be a chance for you to provide some audio at 512-248-8252. Now, I can see all the George Soros employed never Trumpers scrambling to get off the sofa there, because you can get your $100 for calling into a right-wing radio show and sticking the knife in the ribs of Donald Trump. You know, you send an audio file of your call into this right-wing radio show and prove that you got a shot in at Donald Trump. Get your $100 bill. Pretty good. Do a couple of those a day, and, you know, you can keep living on the couch. So all you never Trumpers out there who call in right-wing radio shows regularly, just get yourself going here. We're getting kind of tired of you, but well, we're also getting kind of used to you. And then you Sterling folks out there, please, one reason I like you calling in, like yesterday we heard from Wayne in Texas, I like you, by calling in, you preclude the Soros employed never Trumpers. And of course I use George Soros as the poster boy for all of the you know, like the Zuckerberg, I could use Zuckerberg just as easily as George Soros. This left wing massive amount of money that buys everything. In fact, we'll talk about buying people when I talk about Grand Forks, North Dakota in just a few minutes here, because it's come right here. Right here in River City, folks, and we are on a river, the Red River of the North. Isn't it amazing how much corruption you can buy with money? All right. So the let's see. I think we took care of our preliminaries there, and so we can proceed into the show here. Firstly, I must mention a salute to Ivana Trump, who died at age, I think she was 73 years old. We'll read Donald Trump gave us a message about his first wife, Ivana Trump, today. So let me start by reading that from Donald Trump himself. Let me go over here. Here it is. Well, that's not it. There are two places I go now for my Trump messages. One is DonaldJTrump.com, but now the better one is Trump, well, we could say Trump Social, but TruthSocial.com. That's Donald Trump's new social media website. And let's go there now. I need to get more familiar. My eyes need to get more familiar with the Truth Social tab. There it is. Okay, it's a a kind of a purple or violet circle with a T in it, T for truth, a little bit of a truncated T. So look for that, folks. That's your tab. That's where you want to be reading a lot. And here's what he has to say to all of us. I am very saddened, he wrote this 5 hours ago, I am very saddened to inform all of those that loved her, of which there are many, that Ivana Trump has passed away at her home in New York City. She was a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life. Her pride and joy were her three children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. She was so proud of them, as we were all so proud of her. Rest in peace, Ivana. And I don't know any more than most of you out there in the audience, but I believe something was mentioned of a heart attack, perhaps, as a cause of death. So there is sad news. Let me go over into the corruption story. I just watched on Tucker Carlson. He did a feature on our little town here, right here in River City, Grand Forks, North Dakota. He did a story about our little town and how corruption, you know, this was shocking to us up here. We figure, hey, we're so far away. We're so, you know, we're as far away from the corruption that afflicts our society as you can get. So we have this feeling of, well, it can't happen here. Well, we were wrong. It can happen here. It has happened here. And what Tucker's talking about is, and God bless Tucker Carlson. I'm sitting on the couch watching Tucker, and he starts to talk about Grand Forks, North Dakota. Well, hey, you're talking about me. You're talking about us, our little town. He was indeed. And he brought on Gordon Chang, who's a great commentator on the Chinese Communist Party, which, of course, utterly controls Red China and has a complete totalitarian dictatorship over the 1.3 billion Chinese people. And the Tucker said, right in Grand Forks, North Dakota, the Chinese communists are buying up land. They're buying up hundreds of thousands of acres of American farmland. And in Grand Forks, North Dakota, they're buying farmland very close to one of the most important United States military bases, Grand Forks Air Force Base. That's the base. That's the principal base controlling American drones all over the world. From this base up here in the high plains, up here in North Dakota, they can control drones anywhere in the world through satellites, and all of it connected to this Air Force base. So who pilots a drone? Now, by the way, I went to the air show out here, the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and got to meet personally the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, the six of them, all the positions in that formation. And my boy got signatures from all of them on their photographs. And next to them, as we were talking to them, are these drones. Now, you think of a drone as being like maybe some small thing that you've seen somewhere in life. You know, you've seen drones, little tiny things. No, that's not what a U.S. Air Force drone is, folks. I'm sure they have plenty of those. But we were looking at drones parked next to us that are bigger than an airliner. And just think of them as the size of an airliner, big. And instead of a cockpit, they just have they don't have a cockpit. So who's flying these drones? Well, Air Force personnel at Grand Forks Air Force Base are flying them. And they're looking through the cameras. They're flying them exactly as if they were inside the drone. And the drones have missiles, bombs, radars, jamming devices, everything, anything. These are huge planes, jet-powered, huge turbines, jets of some sort. But they have unlimited range. They can circle the world. They can stay in the air. They can refuel. They can stay in the air permanently. They never need to land. I mean, they do, of course, but they have no range limitation. And they can watch military events. They can look down and see, you know, they can read license plates. You know, they can read wristwatches. They can see people. They can put a missile through a bathroom window easily. They are really the most effective arm of the U.S. military in some ways. The submarine force may be the most lethal and effective, but this is an incredibly important part of the U.S. military. The Chinese are putting they're going to build a corn mill. They need to build a corn mill. And they're going to have an initial expenditure of $1 billion. This is what the Chinese communists have told. But now here's the story. This is Trump country up here. The Chinese don't have any pull up here. The Communist Party has no pull. This is Trump country, solid, lined up, 3-1. We vote Donald Trump. He doesn't even need to come here to get our support. Good luck to any Democrat who wants to run for office in North Dakota. Wrong, Kelso. Wrong. Our entire city council bought, corrupt, paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. Lining up to vote for the Chinese Communist mill, lining up to give them all the breaks they want, all the tax deductions they want, $100 million worth of tax forgiveness. Line up all the, annex the property to the city so they can put in sewers and put in water lines and put in gas lines and put in electrical and provide fire department protection. Everything the Chinese Communist Party SOBs want lined up on a silver platter. Our city council. This is Trump country. We didn't vote for these SOBs to do that to us. Betray our country, traitors. Sell to the Chinese Communist Party access to one of the most important U.S. military bases. They're in such close proximity, they can easily read every single signal coming down, every signal going back. That pilot or that drone sitting there at Grand Forks Air Force Base, the Chinese know before his drone gets the signal, the Chinese get it. What the hell's going on? This kind of answers the question. And who are these people on our city council? It's the university. It's the damn university. It's the social justice warriors at the university. The left wingers know how to seize power. They gravitate to power like a heat-seeking missile. Whereas the rest of us Republicans, us patriots, our Trump supporters, we're not interested in power. So by default, we leave things like our city councils and our agencies, our county agencies, they're just loaded with social justice warriors. So the city council gives the Chinese a base in our town next to our Air Force base, seriously compromising your national security. You out there, you listening to me right now, you depend on Grand Forks Air Force Base as the command point for the drones that are a key component of your defense. So you wonder, how does this happen? The left understands power, and they are addicted to power. It's what makes them get up in the morning. They lust for power. And they penetrate any organization, anything. They find out who's the editor of the newspaper. They're going to be the editor of the newspaper. Who owns the local TV station? They're going to buy that TV station. Key positions. This is what they've done to our country. a minority of the people in America have taken over the government, the left-wing, social justice warrior, communist, Marxist, Bolshevik cadre. And one of their bases of operation, of course, is the university. And I mention that here because all the people on our city council, they're pretty much in lockstep with the university. We have a university here in town. It's not everything in the town, but it's they control from that point. And that story is repeated over and over again across the United States. But here it is, right here in River City. Right here. And the Chinese, they're pledging $1 billion for their corn mill. Now, the corn mill isn't going to have any radar antennas or any signal interception facilities. It's not going to have People's Liberation Army, Communist Party operatives based there. Oh, of course not. And the SOB American, who's the Chinese have hired, okay, to be the manager, who assures, he lies through his teeth. He got interviews on TV and the newspaper saying, this company has nothing to do with the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, yeah, jackass. What kind of an American are you? It's totally, and you, sir, are totally owned by the Chinese Communist Party, by the People's Liberation Army. They're paying your paycheck, and I'm sure it's a big one. Oh, no, the Chinese Communist Party has no control. Are you kidding me, you dumbass? There is no operation like this that isn't 100% supervised, owned, managed by the Chinese Communist Party, which is the most evil, oppressive organization in the history of planet Earth. They make Hitler look like a piker. They put Stalin in the shade. Pol Pot is a bump on a log compared to these people. This is how it happens, folks. And oh, and the Chinese, $1 billion. You get a little town like this, you know, a few thousand dollars is big money in a little town like this. Somebody comes into town swaggering with a $1 billion bag of money swinging from their hip. They're going to control your town. The Chinese communists have already bought the only high-tech operation we have, which is Cirrus Aircraft, which makes very fine airplanes. Very sophisticated. The Chinese bought that a few years ago. That, see, there you go. The camel got his nose under the tent. And, of course, our university is like any other university, loaded with pre-approved, closely supervised Chinese engineering students, science students, math students, IT students, every form of valuable technology being vacuumed up and shipped and sent back to Red China. More than 250,000 of them across the United States. We are nuts, folks. We are nuts. We're going to hell in a handcart. And, of course, this was a gut punch to everybody here in North Dakota. That it's right here. The Communist Party is running our city. Where's our governor? Where's the rhino governor of North Dakota, the piece of garbage? Is he objecting to this? No. How about our two senators? No. How about our congressman, Armstrong? No. Little meek, little, oh, I don't know, this might be questionable. No. No staunch opposition. No ballsy. Sit and just stand up and say no, you rhino cowards. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy.
And I'll tell you what, this, to do my thing. I want you to realize this local story here in North Dakota, it's a coming to a theater near you. That's why I'm sharing it with you. It's important. This is such an important story that it matters to you, even if it's not coming to a theater near you. But I want you to see what's going on here. Our city now, get this. Guess how deep the corruption is in America. We, the citizens of Grand Forks, were outraged, overwhelmingly outraged that our city council, 7-member city council, basically unanimously, there was one abstention, who was the only Asian on the city council, who weirdly, maybe not so weirdly, didn't vote or voted no. But everybody voted for this plan. It was arranged in advance, secretly, without us knowing, without the citizens, the people that pay the paychecks for these damn people. We weren't informed. It was all done, greased. The deal was greased. Total corruption by our mayor, by the president of the city council, Sandy, Dana Sandy, and Buchensky, our mayor, totally corrupt. All of it greased in secret. So then when we found out about it, we rushed together a petition to put this question on the ballot so that the city council couldn't put it through. Put it to a vote of the citizens. We don't want this damn Chinese communist plant in our town. We would have voted it down 10 to 1. So we got a petition together. We got 5,000 signatures in a little tiny town. We got 5,000 signatures in a matter of a couple weeks in sub-freezing temperatures. Do you know what it's like trying to gather signatures at minus sub-freezing temperatures? We tried to get some signatures indoors at the gun show in the city-owned arena where we could have gotten thousands more signatures, and the city lied in our faces and told us we couldn't gather signatures in the lobby area there. We own that arena. We paid for it. No, you've got to go out and stand at minus 10 or 20 degrees where nobody can stand still or hold the pen. But we still got those 5,000 signatures. You know what the damn city did? They disallowed our petition. The damn bought and paid for whore of a city attorney said it wasn't properly drawn up. You know, nitpick this, nitpick that, shoot it down. We're not going to allow it on the ballot. Corrupt judges wouldn't rule in our favor. So, folks, it doesn't even matter. We go out and get 5,000 signatures. We can't even get it on the ballot. This was, and our petition was merely to get it on the ballot. Put it up for a vote. There's no democracy in America. Your vote doesn't count. This country is corrupt from the bottom to the top. And we've lost it. And the Chinese communists have penetrated this country thoroughly. So we're not even allowed to have it on the ballot. And this is going to get jammed down our throats. And of course, they've got to rush this through before Donald Trump becomes president again, because he'd slap this down in a New York minute. All right. It gives you some idea. Some idea. Now, wherever you may live, maybe your town, maybe you've got a patriot on your city council. There are still patriots. You know, and we do get people like Lauren Boebert. We met her, was it last night? Lauren Boebert. We've got some good ones. Jim Jordan in Ohio. Matt Gaetz in Florida. This is the MAGA movement. And we can take back this country. Now, let's go to Donald Trump with us. Let's go to truthsocial.com. And after the sad news of his first wife's death, here's another post from Donald Trump. Before that happened, he posted this 10 hours ago. He posted about Ivana 5 hours ago. 10 hours ago, he posted a picture of himself in a victorious kind of a pose there on the stage at one of the recent event. And he says, Trump in 2024. And there's a picture of Donald Trump with his kind of like in a boxing stance. Trump in 2024, bet on it. Now, that was reposted by Donald Trump. He took that post off of a website called American Greatness, amgreatness.com. So I'm going to go to that website right now. But the point is, Donald Trump, with that post, as if there were any doubt, he's saying 100% to a certainty, I'm running in 2024. There is no question about it. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not waiting to see this, that. No, he's running in 2024. All patriots, please take note. There's no reason to challenge Donald Trump, Ron. There's no reason to
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber
he's running. Men started crying. We'll be running right after this break.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen.
Hey,
and a crash and blow from a huge right hand in a Louisiana.
I want to get into, there's a great essay. On a very positive note from Ned Ryan, R-Y-U-N, Ned Ryan. You've heard that name before. I thought, you know, Ned Ryan, that's a famous name. Same name as Jim Ryan. I remember when I was a senior in high school, there was a high school kid in Kansas who broke the four-minute mile. Jim Ryan. I mean, he was 17, 18 years old. 17, maybe? 16? Jim Ryan. That's Ned Ryan's dad. Son of a gun. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But I'll finish up this little segment on trouble in River City. We're on the Red River. We're at River City. And there's no connection between this musical and the lyrics of this musical. And the trouble we have is a lot more serious than the comic trouble in this Music Man Music Man song, but here's how it went in the Music Man.
So's your old man. But I show my friends. We got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for fool.
That stands for fool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule. Well, we really have trouble all over America. And the I told you that it didn't matter that we lined up to sign petitions to put this on a ballot. Imagine this, folks. Just imagine this picture. When the Chinese Communist Party has, let's say, with their initial employment at this plant, 400 workers, and they're paying them all $25 an hour. That's the standard pay up here in North Dakota. Paying them $25 an hour. It's not such a great job. In fact, it's very hard to find employees up here. So that's not very welcome, somebody trying to hire away your employees. So they hire away 400 people, pay them $1,000 a week. That's a $400,000 a week payroll. Now, just imagine, I want you to picture this. I want you to picture you being one of those employees working at the Chinese Communist corn mill that's spying on Grand Forks Air Force Base. You won't be spying, of course not. No, it'll be the People's Liberation Army operatives operating the electronic equipment that you never see at this huge plant, this billion-dollar plant. You never see that. But imagine your paycheck and look at it. You know that movie, what's that movie, where the guy puts on the sunglasses and he sees what things really say. I'll remember the name of that movie. It's John Carpenter made the movie. But you put your glasses on, you look at your bottom of your $1,000 check that you got that week, and it says signed Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Because that's who's signing your check, the Chinese Communist Party. Now, is that going to affect us right here in River City? If we have 400 families who's living, who's able to pay their rent, who are controlled by their job, do you think they've got a First Amendment right to speak out against Chinese communist prison camps, torture camps, live body harvesting? Do you think they're free to, they've got any freedom at all? Or do you think they have been bought and paid for, silenced by money? Thanks a lot, Mayor Bochensky. Thanks a lot, Council President Dana Sandy. Thanks, but no thanks. We don't need this here in North Dakota. And maybe we can stop you. Now, let's go over to the Donald Trump story. It may have to be Donald Trump that stops him. He may have to shut this thing down after they've already built part of it. All right, let's go to this post where Donald Trump says he's running. I mean, you can't be more explicit. The only thing more explicit would be to notify the Federal Election Commission to file his papers. Where is it? Here it is. Here it is, and let's find it. Okay, here's the Ned Ryan article. Jim Ryan's son, amazing. Back in 64, I think it was, I was a junior in high school. Ned Ryan ran I believe, 3-minute, 55-second mile. No high school had ever done it. That record stood for 36 years, just roughly remembering what I just read. 36-year, unbelievable record, and at one point, one of the sports networks voted him the most amazing high school athlete ever, surpassing even Tiger Woods and all the others. But this is his son, Ned Ryan. He writes this. It's entitled, Trump in 2024, bet on it. This is the tweet the article that Donald Trump just retweeted or retruthed. Excuse me, he doesn't tweet anymore. He truths. He says, after another 2 years of the current disaster, people will be begging for someone to get things back to normal, and that someone will be Donald Trump. He wrote this. He says, we're going to get a massive red wave this fall. The 2021 results in Virginia, out of control inflation, Joe Biden's dismal approval ratings in recent polls. And the porous southern border indicate that even places Biden won by 20 points in 2020 are in play this fall. Perhaps that sounds crazy at first, but it shouldn't. Democrats are already spending millions to defend incumbent senators in states like Washington and Colorado, states Biden won by 19 and 14 points respectively. Why? Because they're seeing the same dynamics I am. That's Ned Ryan speaking. I'll be very surprised if on the low end, Republicans don't pick up 40 seats in the House and 3 or 4 Senate seats. On the high end, depends on how badly Grandpa Dementia's administration implodes over the next 4 months. Looking at the current trajectory, we haven't seen the bottom yet. This is so true. We're still months away from the November midterms, which will be, 3 months, which will be devastating for Democrats at the state and local levels. And we're already seeing people looking ahead to the presidential election in 2024, and more specifically, who is going to run and represent the Republican Party. We should start with the fact that Donald Trump is going to run again. Now, Donald Trump just retruthed that sentence. Does anybody have trouble understanding that? He's 114 and 10 in his endorsements so far in 2022. He's got 114 winners and 10 losers. He's in great health. He's raising significant amounts of money and will no doubt announce by January 2023, if not before. He says, I suspect in November post midterm. Other names are being tossed about. Essentially, an assortment of political pygmies. None of them stand a snowball's chance in hell against Trump. I'm liking this guy, Ned Ryan. I'm liking this. And then there is Governor Ron DeSantis, who has rocketed to national prominence for making Florida one of the best states in the entire country. He is easily the best Republican governor in America, and it's not even close. So now people think that Ron DeSantis is going to challenge Donald Trump for the Republican nomination in 2024. I'm here, and I'm reading this for the first time, folks. I don't know how this sentence is going to go, but I'm liking Ned Ryan. I'm here to tell you, I don't think so. And then he lists the reasons, which are pretty extensive. People think he's going to go up against the most popular Republican president we've seen in generations, a former president who have already declared his intention to run for president when DeSantis wins his gubernatorial reelection, that's this November, and who consequently will be sitting on far more cash than DeSantis could hope to raise from his donors. That seems unlikely. And he says, look at the polls. Donald Trump is crushing any consideration of DeSantis. And he says, here's an interesting thought. When you come at the king, you best not miss. There are a lot of indications DeSantis would miss. Think about that, folks. DeSantis challenges Trump. What happens to DeSantis' brand when he fails in a challenge against Trump? Goes into the toilet. And then he goes on. There's more good stuff. He says, blah, blah, blah. This is a great article. He says, you can be nervous about Trump in 2024. As for me, I'm all in. I like this. Well, anyway, that's a good note there. Positive note. That's our hope, folks. That's why this show exists. We are so close to the edge of the cliff in this country. There are so many things that are so, I'm amazed Donald Trump keeps coming back. You know, I'm going to do it. I can do it. We can do it. We are an amazing people. But this is going to be one hell of a difficult thing to recover. We will have had years of millions and millions of people streaming into, what the hell are we going to do with all these people? Think about it, folks. What if we have 20 or more million unidentified, unknown people wandering around the country, embedded in the country, having children as fast as they can in our hospitals, who are all instantly declared because of our insane, insane do-goodism, they're declared to be citizens. Those 20 million that bum-rushed the border will have 40 million children. That's a lot of people. Then what do you do with those people? Your first act upon entering the United States was to commit a serious felony against the people of America. You spit on the U.S. Constitution. You spit on our law. But you're going to be a privileged citizen of our country. You're our brother. You're our sister. We love your children. We want to put them through school. Scholarships for all of them. Braces on all their teeth. We'll give you housing, cars, you name it, food. It's going to be really tough, folks. And militarily, oh boy, Donald Trump is going to have an incredible uphill slog to restore our military, our woke, our military, which Biden and the communists, they're destroying all of this intentionally. Turning the aircraft carriers into floating maternity wards? Have they done this on the submarines yet? I'm wondering, have they got to the submarines yet? Do we have underwater maternity wards yet? That'll be next. With choose your pronouns there in the submarines. But Donald Trump is going to have to bring the military back as well. Close the border. Who knows where the inflation will be? Who knows where our manufacturing capacity will be? Donald Trump's got to start. The task he had in 2016 is going to be like child's play compared to the task he will have in 2025, January 20th of 2025. Whew. But anyway, I like what Ned Ryan's saying. We're going to take the House. We're going to take the Senate. We're done with Schumer. We're done with Pelosi. And hopefully we're done with the rhinos. I should have my song queued up here. I don't have it. Of Rawhide. I love the lyrics of that Rawhide theme song. What is it? Rope. Rope and throw and brand them. Rawhide. Move them on. Move them out. Head them up. Move them out. Head them up. Move them out. Head them up. Rawhide. And then the whip cracks. Oh, that was that great. And I think Clint Eastwood actually was on that, had a little role in Rawhide. But that was, you know, those were the glory days of, for all of us, the, you know, oldsters. Wow. We watched Rawhide on TV. The good guys always won. And what's that Johnny Cash song? Oh, God, I've got to see. Do I have time to put it up? Yes, I do. Let me get it. Let me grab it for you. Because this is the way it was. This is why I'm so pissed. One of the reasons is I have to think of what we lost. Some of you younger folks don't realize what has been taken away from you. This song tells it all. This is a Johnny Cash song. And listen to him sing it. He's singing to his boy. And Johnny Cash stands in for all of us right here. All right, here it is.
Ritz presents.
Oh, stupid ad, forget it. Okay, wait for that to go down. All right, here we go. Johnny Cash.
Whoopee tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro.
I'm watching the TV show I grew up on.
My little boy said,
"Daddy, who's Gene Autry?"
His old movie was coming on TV. And I said, Let me tell you about him, son. And I took him upon my knee. Why, when I was a little boy about your size, and just about every Saturday night, when I could scrape up a dime for the movies, and when my daddy said, all right, I'd be right downtown at the picture show, like everybody else that could, to see a handsome man on a big fine stallion going about doing good.
Doing good.
Singing,
we'll be right back, folks. Pause it right there.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges.
Boy, do we need it the worst. All right, let's go back to now. The reason I'm sharing this with you folks, Gene Autry, everybody of my vintage, we grew up on Gene Autry. All of us, every young whippersnapper, we all love Gene Autry. We all watched him on our little black and white TV sets and went to the movies, the Saturday matinees at the theater. We grew up on this wholesome, wholesome ethic of people like Gene Autry and the Lone Ranger. But Johnny Cash is one of those people. Listen to him sing about it. Here he is. He's the song, Daddy, who's Gene Autry?
Put him back in the saddle.
That's Gene Autry's theme song, Back in the Saddle.
We'll be tie, let him go on his way.
Back in the saddle again.
Well, he could ride his horse and play his guitar and sing all at the same time. And I was riding right along there beside him on that broomstick pony of mine.
We all were.
And you know, his pistol never ran out of bullets when the bad guys had to be stopped. And somehow his bullets never threw any blood, but the bad guys dropped when he shot. Yeah, old Gene was an image of justice and goodness and purity. And in the eyes of a poor little country boy, he made the world look better to me. Singing would be
tie-yo, rocking to and fro,
put him back in the saddle.
Donald Trump grew up on Gene Autry.
Would be tie-yo, let him go on his way.
Back in the saddle again.
And you know the way he rescued the rancher's daughter? It sent a thrill right up the aisle. And the ending would always send us home with a good, victorious smile. Now you ask me who's Gene Autry? Well, son, go ahead and watch the show. And then ride off into the sunset with him, like I did 40 years ago. Singing will be tie-yo,
rocking to and fro,
put him back in the saddle again. Would be tie-yo, let him go on his way.
Back in the saddle again.
Oh, yeah. You know, when he shot, he never missed. And when he shot, the bad guy always dropped. That used to be America. Can we do it again? Donald Trump grew up on that. He thinks we can. Let's believe him. We'll see you all again. We're coming up on a Trump appearance on Saturday. Big Trump event. We'll see you tomorrow, Friday, right here in the Trump Clubhouse.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.